Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
In 2025, the FDA issued an important update to the labeling of all CGRP-based migraine medications, adding warnings for Raynaud's phenomenon and hypertension.
Today, Drs. Hindier and Hutchinson join the podcast to discuss CGRP migraine therapies in 2025, navigating new safety warnings for Raynaud's phenomena and hypertension in this PureDirect Specialist Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Neda Hindier, a UCNS-certified headache specialist and chief medical officer at Haven Headache and Migraine Center in California.
And I'm Dr. Susan Hutchinson, a UCNS-certified headache specialist and founder of the Orange County Migraine and Headache Center in Irvine, California.
Thanks for being here with me, Susan.
My pleasure, Neda.
Calcitonin gene-related peptide, or CGRP-targeted therapies, have really revolutionized the treatment of migraine, offering new options for both acute and preventive care. These agents, including monoclonal antibodies and small molecule CGRP receptor antagonists, have generally demonstrated favorable safety profiles, leading to widespread adoption in clinical practice. However, in 2025, the FDA issued an important update to the labeling of all CGRP-based migraine medications, adding warnings for Raynaud's phenomenon and hypertension. This change reflects growing concern over the vasoregulatory role of CGRP and the potential for adverse vascular effects associated with its inhibition. These agents prevent vasodilation by blocking the vasodilatory effects of CGRP. As these therapies are increasingly prescribed to patients with complex comorbidities, this new safety information prompts a reassessment of risk-benefit considerations, particularly in individuals with underlying vascular disease or predisposition to blood pressure dysregulation. So let's discuss the implications of the label update and some practical strategies for incorporating this new information into patient care.
Okay, great. I think this is very important. So the bottom line is there's been some post-marketing pharmacovigilance data that has shown some increased reports of vasospastic events and elevated blood pressure and clustering of cases in those with autoimmune or vascular comorbidities. But in context, how often do you see new onset or worsening of hypertension or Raynaud's?
I would say I see it pretty uncommonly, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I think when we look at the original studies in Arenamab, which is a monoclonal antibody for migraine prevention, you know, the clinical data did show at some point like about 2% of people were either having worsening hypertension or new onset hypertension. So the FDA had actually requested that the label change to include that. And I think in clinical practice, we see that same amount in about 2% of patients. And Raynaud's, I think, is even more rare. I would say it's probably less than 1% of patients. What are you seeing in your practice?
Yeah, I think that these conditions are rare, but I think that we do have to be aware. I think for some patients, Raynaud is comorbid with migraine. And of course, there's different degrees of it. So I think this does have implications, though, Neda, even though I think it's infrequent. So I know for me personally, and I think probably for you, is I'm going to be a little more careful about what is their blood pressure? You know, do they have a history of hypertension? And have they been screened for autoimmune? And do they have Raynaud's? So I think I'm going to do a little bit more of that at baseline that I used to. What I have been told by sitting down and going over the data with the medical science liaisons with some of these companies is that if you're going to see these complications, you typically see it early on after initiation of the anti-CGRP. So I think we might even say, you know, after you've been on this medication, can you take your blood pressure again in 2 or 3 weeks? Many patients have a blood pressure cuff. If not, they can go to their pharmacy, maybe go to the walk-in clinic, and then making sure they understand what Raynaud's is. So I think it's just important that we talk about these things at baseline and then monitor for them, particularly early on in the course of therapy.
I completely agree. And if it's a patient that is high risk, if they have uncontrolled hypertension, or they have an autoimmune disease, or maybe they do have a significant history of Raynaud's, I think at that point we have to discuss alternative therapies to really consider. And what do you feel like you would do in clinical practice to really monitor and follow up with these patients?
That's a great question. I think very clinically relevant, because I think I'm going to really watch for it early on. And if they don't have a problem with increased blood pressure, if they don't have a problem with either new onset or worsening of Raynaud's, and again, some patients may not know what that is, so I try to explain to them, because I happen to have it, so it's easier for me to explain, that they're looking for, in their distal fingers, when it's cold, does it turn white? Color changes. But I think that if they don't show any problems in the first couple of months, I'm going to be a lot more comfortable that it's probably not going to happen, but at least we've done our part in educating the patient.
I totally agree. And, in terms of discontinuing the CGRP with something like this, this is a conversation I certainly would have with my patients. I recently did have a patient who has a history of Raynaud's, but still wanted to try the CGRP. And although she had slight worsening of her Raynaud's, temporarily, she thought the benefit of the CGRP really did outweigh that Raynaud's, and she wanted to continue. And, that's certainly a conversation that needs to be had with every patient. So how would you go about that education and educating patients on these types of warning signs?
So some patients may say, I don't want to stop the medication. It's helped my migraine so much that I'll take a little bit of Raynaud's. And by the way, my blood pressure is being monitored by my primary care. It's fine. So again, all medications have some degree of side effects. So I think we need to take that into account, be honest with our patient, but at least we're aware of these two updates to the package insert.
I totally agree. And you had brought up a really good point as well, is some people are on two CGRP agents, and maybe doubling up of those is having a synergistic effect and maybe worsening hypertension or Raynaud's. So thinking about scaling back, maybe cutting one of those and seeing how the patient does is a really nice way to evaluate. And certainly, the other option is to think about alternate therapies to consider that don't target that CGRP pathway.
No, I agree, because we have patients increasingly, they maybe are on a GPAN orally, and they're also on an anti-CGRP. So if they do start having these conditions, maybe you pull one of them, away from the patient, but not both. Because we really don't know, Netta, long term, is there a risk of blocking too much CGRP? That's still the unknown.
I completely agree. And thank you, Susan, for that update. Looks like we need to be aware of the vasodilatory effects of CGRP that can extend beyond the brain and consider the systemic effects.
Yes, thank you, Netta. The effects of anti-CGRP medications can create troublesome side effects, even though these drugs are not contraindicated in most patients. We'll need to be extra vigilant and proactive with patient selections and monitoring. And thank you for your time and attention.
And that's today's special spotlight. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to our guests, Drs. Hindiye and Hutchinson. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.